strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for January 27th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How are you doing, Lita?
I'm so good. It may appear that I'm back as an updater, but I have heard that one of your updaters is simply a twist.
Oh, no.
Live feed update schedule.
You thought Lita was here to update you, but actually she was never really an updater all along. We just needed the headlines of Lita is going to be on the live feed updates.
Mm-hmm. And then I just exit out of this and leave Taryn by himself.
Yeah. But before you do that, you give us a challenge to complete.
Yes, the Lita update where everybody has to update wearing cat ears and doing their impression of me.
And I heard you're off to Switzerland. That's true.
Oh, yes. I faked all of that on Instagram. Everybody thought I went to Switzerland last year, but I was really going this year.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened on the live feeds yesterday, and there was quite an outage yesterday, so you have to be a little bit, prepared for that. However, there's still a decent amount to update here. So the feeds were down for most of the day, 9 hours, for no particular good reason. There were some crazy rumors about as well, but we'll get into it all. We started the day with Lolo and Tamar. And I guess unsurprisingly, Tamar was pretty upset about what had happened the night before, which is that Lolo, Natalie, and Ricky stayed up really late together, just chatting mostly about Tamar and how they could handle her and the potential that she might get nominated by Kato. And so Tamar was asking, like, what was that about? What were you guys talking about? I feel kind of left out. I feel like not happy about this. And Lolo was just like, I don't know, maybe it was too early in the morning for her, but Lolo was just not having it.
No, I mean, this escalates so quickly on both of their parts, right? Because Lolo is talking about how, oh, Dina is just upset that she was left out of the Jonathan vote. And Tamar is like, well, you know, she's lying because she did know about the Jonathan vote. And Lolo just starts a sentence of like, well, if she is lying, and Tamar's like, I'm telling you she's lying. And they start just like yelling at each other, which is so unexpected for these two.
Tamar just like, don't ever get into an argument with Tamar about whether or not somebody is lying, because she is very convinced about her ideas about people lying.
But also, like, in her defense, Lolo is no angel in this conversation either.
Lolo just loses it. Just like she's, maybe it's the stress of trying to handle Tamar for this long, but I mean, we've seen her lose it with Tamar before. These two together is just not a great combination. And so basically what happens is that Tamar at one point just says, all right, if I'm hearing any more of this, if you call me anything again, if you call me any names again, then I'm going to start yanking.
Yeah, the B word is specifically mentioned. She's kind of daring her to call her the B word.
Yes. And so Lolo says, yanking, then do it. And Tamar says, then say it. And Lolo says, then do it. And Tamar says, then say it.
Like a terrible sitcom scene.
Just rinse and repeat for a little while.
Right. And like, meanwhile, feeds are cutting between these scenes and you're coming back and they're still screaming at each other. It's like just a chaotic morning for our good friends, Tamar and Lolo.
So that's what's happening with Lolo and Tamar. The feed's cut then, but before they do that, there was a conversation with Tom and Kato where they kind of confirmed the plan is to nominate Dina and Tamar. And Tom also makes sure to mention, hey, let's make sure we're not looking like we're trying to protect Ryan, because we don't want the women to turn on us by making them think that we're working with Ryan and that like we're secretly trying to get one over on them or anything. So let's try to be clear about that. So that's happening. But the feed's cut after this big argument with Lolo and Tamar. And then they're down for 9 hours. And there were some rumors that Lolo was ejected from the game for physical contact with Tamar. Nobody should have believed these rumors. They came from somebody, I think, who has spread false rumors before. And yet multiple news outlets posted this as basically fact.
Oh, really? Was TMZ talking about this?
I don't know if TMZ, I'm sure they were. But no. I saw,
well, TMZ was all over that Survivor proposal that was going to happen at the finale this year. So I trust them implicitly.
Hamster Watch post like a screenshot of their Google search results for Big Brother celebrity news. And this was like long after the feeds were back and Lolo was still in the house. And there were the three top articles were all, Lolo ejected from the Big Brother celebrity house for physical violence.
Hey, well, at least they had a question mark.
I'm sure that all of them, they're going to delete the articles and post retractions and say, hey, we're sorry, we got it wrong. Just so you know, there was no physical violence. Lolo did not do anything. I'm sure they're all going to do that.
Yeah, there's going to be a tiny correction in tiny print at the bottom that says update JK. And that's responsible journalism.
I'd honestly be surprised if they even went that far.
I think legally they have to, but I guess I don't know. I'm not a journalist.
Here's literally the screenshot Hamster Watch posted. Google Lolo Jones top stories. Celebrity Big Brother fans speculate Lolo Jones kicked off following fight with .. Was Lolo Jones kicked off CBB after fight with Tamar? Celebrity Big Brother spoilers. Lolo Jones reportedly booted after physical altercation.
I mean, they're really covering their bases. I'm sure that a fan has speculated that.
Yes, there was a fan. That was exactly it. And some random Twitter account that has posted fake spoilers before with about 40 followers posted this. But no, they can't reveal their sources.
No, that would be really irresponsible journalism.
Yeah. Well, feeds come back. Lolo is still in the house. And Dina and Tamar are in fact nominated for eviction. I assumed that they were playing the veto, which is why the feeds were down for so long. They did not play the veto. They just did nominations. There was quite a bit of drama apparently that followed the nominations. And there certainly was a little bit that we saw on the feeds, but still have really no idea why the feeds were down. People are saying, look, people have been making a lot of Big Brother Canada comparisons based on the editing of the episodes, how bad it is. And now with a random like 9 hour feed outage for no reason, starting to make some sense here. The Big Brother Canada comparisons. I feel like I felt like Big Brother US has always wanted to be more like Big Brother Canada, but they felt like they couldn't copy it. So now with the celebrity edition, I feel like they're trying to be like, hey, no, this we can do Big Brother Canada, but it's different because we're celebrities. That's it.
They're like, what if we take all of the worst parts of Big Brother Canada so we don't mimic the amazing casting, the great gameplay, anything like that? We just mimic that the feeds are out forever and all the annoying parts that everybody loves about Big Brother Canada.
Yeah. So there you go. Dina and Tamar up on the block. Tamar is going to have a conversation with Dina. She is obviously upset that she's on the block, but Even more than that, she's upset because Kato apparently in his nomination speech mentioned her son. And we'll get a little bit of a conversation with her and Kato later, where he goes on to explain that he apparently has been told that Tamar wants to leave because she wants to be with her son, and that she's sad because she's not with her son. And then he also said that she doesn't like clean up after herself very well. And so both of those things were upsetting to Tamar.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's fair to be upset about. Like, I think that there's a lot of people who will say like, oh, like, I'm so mad that you brought somebody's name into this, that I think is a little silly when people like say like swear on your son or whatever. Like, I think that that's all whatever. But to say like, you should go home to your son, like, would you say that to a father, first of all? And secondly, like, where is this even coming from? Like, if you didn't hear it from her, that's not really fair for her to like have expressed a private moment of like, I miss my son. Of course she does. You know, like, that's not fair to use against her and like play it off as strategy of like, oh, like, I'm doing you a favor because you need to go home to your son. It's just really kind of gross and also like a super cop out for Kato.
Yeah, I think Tamar comes to the conclusion that Natalie is probably the one that told him, which I think it might actually be true. Or no, actually, it might have been Lolo.
I don't remember.
But yes, like, take like using that as the, because here's the thing, and Tamar, I think, understands this more than most people, is because she knows, she's very used to people trying to make her out like she's crazy, which. Right. You know, sometimes she is a bit over the top. However, she also has experienced a lot of people trying to make her out to look like that. And when you try to avoid looking like that, you often come out looking like that. So, but the point is that nobody's going to see the, again, just like these articles about Lolo, nobody's going to see the conversation afterward where Tamar's like, well, no, that's not the case. They're only going to see the episode and the nomination thing where Kato says, you're a slob and you want to go home because you miss your son, and neither of which she feels are particularly true. So, you know, I definitely understandably upset. And Kato, I we'll talk about Kato a little bit later, but really, really bad HOH here so far for Kato.
Yeah.
Not only bad decisions, but definitely bad, bad speeches here.
Bad optics. Like, just don't, you can't make those decisions for other people. Like, you can't decide that somebody needs to go home because of personal things. And also, like, you can't, it's just so icky to me. And like, note for future Big Brother players, like, please don't use people's outside lives against them. Like, it's really, it's not fair to like be penalized for being a mother who misses her son.
And this, again, this is exactly the kind of thing where, you know, this is very relevant to strategy. Like, the fact that like we're talking about this not only because of like the personal ramifications and what's right and what's wrong, but this is Celebrity Big Brother. These people will watch the show afterward and they will see everything. And when you do things like this that are unnecessarily personal and unnecessarily just like, whoa, why would you say that to Kato? And Kato, why would you say that about Tamar? That makes a huge difference when it comes to jury management on this version of the show. You need to be careful. And I don't understand why. Yes, I do understand, because they still haven't really watched the show.
Yes. I mean, Tamar has. And like, someone like Kato, who has never seen the show before, and particularly doesn't, well, I don't know if he's ever seen the show before, but particularly like not understanding the differences of celebrity because it is so new. And I guess it's like easy for them to forget that like the jury portion of this is very different, which is a great point. Like, I don't know, man, you can't get caught up in the moment or whatever his lame excuse is going to be for this. But he also never apologized.
So we then get, you know, Dina is also upset with Kato because again, like, she was the whole Dina thing. Let's talk about the other side of where Kato is wrong here. Is that Dina really likes Kato, really liked Kato, really was on board with working with Kato. But Kato decided not to tell her about, the vote with Jonathan. Dina was upset about that. Kato did her wrong. She was upset. Because she was upset, Kato was like, ah, nominate her. she's upset with me. And so now she's on the block, somebody that he should be able to work instead of apologizing and just being like, I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do. And I know you like Jonathan and I didn't want to implicate you, or whatever. He nominated her. And so now she's obviously upset about that and about the deteriorating relationship here. So that's happening as well.
Right. Remarkable gameplay is just like any person who might possibly nominate you at any point in the future. Just like, get rid of them. Don't try to build any bridges with them, because that'll totally work.
Yeah. So Tamar talks with Lolo, and her solution to their conflict is, all right, you know what? We just won't talk game. I'm just not going to talk game with you and Natalie anymore, because I want to be able to remain friends with you guys.
Yeah. And not only that, but she's also not going to talk to Ricky anymore, because Ricky didn't come and check on her or check in with her at all during the day after all of this happened. So, you know, she's also really mad at Kato. So she's just decided to ice out half of the house and not speak to four people about
it. Here's the thing about Tamar. If she is upset and you don't go and see if she like how she's doing, then you're dead to her. If you do come and see how she's doing, then she'll probably get into an argument with you because she's upset. But that's better than not coming to see if she's upset, because if you don't come to see if she's upset, then you're dead to her. Like, Kato and Ricky are just dead to her right now. And she never wants to see or speak to them ever again. But she will end up having a couple hours later a conversation with Kato. So maybe avoiding her is actually the best strategy. And then talking with her after things have settled, you know, who knows? Who knows? It's a tricky situation.
It's a Ricky situation.
It's a tricky Ricky. So we get a conversation with Natalie, Lolo, Tom, and Kato. They come together to talk about the plan for the week. They discuss backdooring Ryan. That seems to be the main plan right now, is let's take off Tamar and we'll end up backdooring Ryan and everything will be fine and happy. Lolo is kind of like, what about Joey, though? Could we do Joey instead of Ryan? Like, maybe thinking about Joey, because I still have some weird relationship with Ryan, maybe. I don't know.
Lolo's argument, and I give her enough credit to not believe that she actually thinks this, but her argument for keeping Ryan is so funny to me, which is that, like, well, America is going to turn on you, Kato, if you nominate Ryan, because Ryan is so popular. I'm sorry, America's sweetheart, Ryan Lochte, who, like, we only know as, like, being A, moron, and B, like, lying about having a crime committed against him during the Olympics. Like, is he someone that people are like, no, not our poor, sweet Ryan. Not Ryan Lochte.
I mean,
he's a national treasure.
To be fair, as he points out, when he's in the diary room, they're apparently telling him that he's made for TV. They're loving everything that he's giving them in the diary room. And I don't know. I think he is kind of coming off as one of the more likable people on the cast, which is probably saying something more about the cast.
Yes, I 100% agree with that. I mean, he's pretty good on the show. Like, I agree, he is entertaining, but it's just like, it's not to the degree that, like, people will riot in the streets if we evict Ryan here.
I think people are more likely to riot against Kato just for not listening to Tom ever.
And for being just like a total zero on screen. Sorry, I don't care about him. Also, like, are we worried? I'm also confused about Lolo's argument here, because, like, what's going to happen? Kato Kaelin's career is going to suffer. Like, what does he do? Like, I don't understand.
He'll lose his, what was it, 13,000 Twitter followers? Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, if America turns against him, who cares? Like, what is Kato Kaelin trying to make of himself these days that he really needs America's support?
Well, the next time he goes on a reality show, it might be fan-based voting.
What reality show is Kato going on? He's going to be on The Challenge next.
So anyway,
RuPaul's Drag Race starring
Natalie is really pushing. No, it needs to be Ryan. Also, Kato says, I made a deal with Joey. I'm not going to back away from the deal. I'm not going to nominate Joey. So Joey is safe. But he does want at least one person from that trio gone. Joey, Ryan, or Dina. He sees them as a trio. They're not really. In fact, we're going to see Ryan try to start that trio a little bit later after this conversation because he saw these four talking and Dina is on the block. Kato, really, really bad at this game, I'm discovering. He's reminding me of Raul from Big Brother Canada 4. I think that he might be, you know, one of the all-time worst.
That's a bold call.
This is seriously one of the worst situations. So, okay, so we're going to continue this conversation with the four of them. Kato starts to ask, Kato wants to know, all right, so apart from us, who do we think has the best chance to win this game? Tom, I know you think it's Ricky. Mm-hmm. And Tom is like, oh, thanks for telling them that they're super close with Ricky, but okay, I guess I gotta go with it now. And so Tom is like, yeah, I mean, Ricky is pretty dangerous, I think.
He's dangerous because he knows about our four-person alliance, which because they talk for 11 hours in this conversation, now everybody knows about because obviously Ryan notices that they're talking.
Yes. He's Tom's like, I think Ricky's the most dangerous. I think that he knows about us. So obviously, if he ever wants to win the game, he needs to split us up. And the women are like, nah, he's not going to do that. What are you talking about, Tom? Because they know that he's with them and that when Ricky splits them up, it's going to be Tom and Kato on the block. And Tom's like, yeah, I mean, I think it's dangerous, though. I mean, why wouldn't he make the move? I feel like that's the thing that's going to happen. And the women are like, not. Don't worry about it.
Counterpoint.
It's
no.
Fine. Yeah.
Chill.
It's just Ricky. He's cool.
Does this person alliance have a name?
I don't think so. They're not The women don't even think they're a Final Four alliance. The women are like, yeah, we made a 1-week deal with these dudes. And Kato's like, yes, Final Four, can't wait. Ricky is definitely not going to come for us. They promised.
Well, if they promised.
Let me take out one of my own allies. For them.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad.
It is nice to see like somebody being kind of spun around by the women because I feel like a lot of this is like men talking actual game and women screaming at each other. So it's like I'm glad to see somebody being a man being taken down by this duo.
Even if it's Kato Kaelin.
Yeah, whatever. we need something here.
So yes, we do then see Ryan notices that these four have been talking for a while. And he's like,
hey, Tamar, do you think that they might be working together? Like in an alliance?
Your Ryan Lochte sounds like Scooby-Doo.
He is Scooby-Doo.
Raggy. We think we're working together.
Hey, Ryan, you want some Scooby snacks? You want some Lochte snacks? Yeah!
This is next endorsement.
Look, it's a bird! Woo!
Nailed it. Okay, anyway.
So Ryan is like, hey, Tamar, do you think they're working together? And Tamar says, yeah, they are. They're an alliance. Also, Ricky is with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. Well, that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Yeah, and Ryan is like, well, maybe the rest of us should be in the alliance then. Yeah. It's like, who's left?
Wait a minute. So if Tom, Kato, Lolo, Natalie, Ricky are an alliance, then maybe that means that's 5. There's 10. Maybe we, Ami, Joey, Dina, Ricky, Candy.
Ricky again.
He seriously did mention Ricky.
Ricky is double counted.
And he's like, but wait a minute, can we trust Ricky? No, Tamar just said he's in alliance with them.
Yes, this unbreakable alliance that Ryan is pulling together, the A-team here.
Yes, so, but he does go to Dina, and he says, hey, those four are working together, potentially with Ricky, so we should get together with Candy and Ricky and Joey and make this happen. We can be in an alliance. It'll be great. And Dina's mm-hmm. like, yes, I agree. I'm all aboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so then he gets
Joey's down.
He gets Joey on board. Joey's like, yeah, absolutely, bro. Yeah, let's do it. And then some burpees and we'll be good. And then some pushups and then it'll be great. But then they're like, well, can we trust Ricky? I don't know. We'll have to think about it.
Because mm-hmm. thinking is definitely the strong suit of these two.
Yeah.
Of Joey and Ryan.
I think we did skip over time-wise that Kato did have his conversation with Tamar. And they hashed out the thing when Tamar said, you know, I'm not sad about my son. I'm here for my son. Don't be worrying about that. And Kato's like, I sorry about that. Like it's I was told and all of this stuff. And things may not be as they seem, as the great Julie Chen Moonves says. That maybe you'll end up being safe and maybe there's another plan in the works.
Yeah, maybe. Wait, that's what Kato says to her?
Well, I added some more words. He said things might not be as they seem.
Okay. I was like, that's such a weirdly confident like thing to say to someone.
I try to get their essence.
Okay. just clarifying that he wasn't actually like, ooh.
You never know.
There may be a twist and you may be safe.
Basically lets her know like, hey, we're gonna be backdooring Ryan, don't worry about it. So then we get Dina and Kato talk. This is after Ryan approaches Dina with this idea for an alliance, and Dina is telling Kato, hey, I don't like what she did. She tries to make him feel bad for what happened. And she says, like, what do I need to do to stay here? Because I want to stay and I want to work with you guys. I like you guys. What happened? Why has this happened to us, Kato? And he basically implies like, hey, win the veto. And, you know, maybe there's a backdoor option for maybe somebody named Ryan. And she's like, oh, yeah, great. I would love for Ryan to go. I'm totally on board.
But what about their new unbreakable alliance?
Look, Dina, who knew? She's a backstabber. Kato was right all along.
Oh, man.
Dina with some good instincts here, I think. That yeah. It seems as though Ryan and Joey are a sinking ship. She is not going to go down with that ship. And she is going to try and work her way in with Tom and Kato, which is what they should have done all along. Right. But she's managing to do it. So Kato's going to go talk to Tom about
this.
She's
managing to do it.
Kato's going to talk to Tom about this conversation. They talk about like, hey, maybe we can bring in Dina with us if she stays. Maybe that can be something that can happen. Like, yeah, we were talking about that like 5 days ago, but you're thanks for finally catching on, guys. Maybe even take her off the block instead of Tamar to backdoor Ryan. No,
potentially.
Yeah. Tom is again gonna be like, and then the thing about Ricky is, and Kato's just like, final word on this matter, I am not nominating Ricky.
Hey, points to Tom for I don't know, being insistent for trying to get this plan to work.
Kato is the worst alliance member, a terrible HOH. I'm serious. Like, he's so bad. He's so bad as an Alliance member. He's listening to the women who are playing him, and he's not listening to Tom, who actually does have his best interests, or has their best interests. And the thing is, like, last week when Kato was saying, no, we're going to continue to take out Jonathan, we shouldn't not take out Jonathan, he was being super stubborn about it and not listening to Tom. And I was like, ah, Kato, come on, have some fun. But at least it was the right decision, right? Right. Like, at least he was actually right that time. This time, he's being just as stubborn, if not more so, which is frustrating because he's anti-team fun. But he's also really wrong about it this time.
Right.
Which is just, it's so much worse.
Yeah. We love cluelessness plus extreme confidence. That's what makes for a really good Big Brother player.
Yeah. So that's what it's looking like. It's looking as though the veto will be used either on Dina or Tamar. There are very few people, I think, that wouldn't use it. Maybe Ryan would use it on Dina and then hope that Kato sticks to his word and doesn't nominate Joey and hopes that he can keep the three of them safe. I'm guessing Joey wouldn't use it, but I think basically everyone else would, and Ryan is definitely in a lot of trouble here.
A lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Karen is regretting having me back on the podcast.
There was talk about the veto playing out live on Monday as well as the live eviction. They were told that Monday was a live show. However, the person who said this was Joey, and then other people said it as well, but I think Joey was the first person to say it, which might have put it in other people's heads. He also said it was going to be a 2-hour episode on Monday, which I believe it is not, which means that he may just be assuming that the veto is going to be played live on Monday based on last season, because that's what they did last season, but they're potentially not doing the same thing as last season because it's not a 2-hour episode. So we don't know exactly what's happening with the veto. Potentially it's going to happen today, or it's going to happen live on Monday. It's going to be one of those two because they can't play it not live on Monday.
Right. Okay. Well, either way, you're going to let us know.
I will. Yes. There were a couple of other funny things here. Tamar did let the women know that Ryan is on to them. Ryan saw you guys talking with Tom and Kato. He knows that you're working together. Left out the part where she said that they're working together and that Ricky was involved, but said, hey, watch out for Ryan. He's a smart one. He's got it all figured out.
That thing that anybody has ever said about Ryan Lochte before.
Yes.
He's so intelligent and crafty.
We also got a couple of great Joey moments. I think he's so easy to make fun of that I'm starting to like him in a weird way. He's at one point he storms into the bedroom and he's just like, oh, all right, guys, Ryan and I got an epic night planned. Oh, it's going to be so good. So Ryan, he's going to go for a swim and then he's going to come over. We're going to do some burpees. Yeah. Then we're going to shower nice and clean. Then we're going to go change the bed linens. Yes.
Jesus. I guess there's not that much to get excited about activity wise in the Big Brother house. So you got to get like really amped about burpees.
Yeah. so amped about burpees and bed linens.
Part of his epic night is that Ryan is going to go for a swim.
Yeah.
while I do nothing.
And then there was another part. He's by himself and he just talks into his microphone and he's just like, hey, guys, if I could just do my diary room a little bit earlier than usual, I would appreciate that. So I would be so thankful for you guys if you did that. So that would be so nice of you. This is Joey, by the way.
Lawrence. I
say, whoa, that's
he didn't do that. I'm really, I feel like I feel like I'd be lost without Joey in this house. He's really providing me with a lot of entertainment. The other person, of course, being Tom, who also had quite a bit of silliness last night. He usually does, and I haven't mentioned too much of it so far because it's not very game relevant, but I feel like you need to know that this is happening. Basically, after everyone goes to sleep, Tom starts just doing like the Tom Green show, I guess, in the Big Brother house. He's going over the props in the house, talking about ice skates, and he's like, these are dangerous. I'm going to put these ones away. He's putting plates on his head. He's grabbing the cereal boxes and doing the cereal box Osprey. But it's very funny because he's very scared of getting caught doing it. So he's just like,
wait, why is he scared of getting caught?
He doesn't want anyone to know how goofy he is.
He's a professional comedian.
The problem is that he was making too many jokes on the Celebrity Apprentice, so he's very scared of like coming off as like the like too jokey. He wants to be like one of the normal people. He doesn't want anyone to realize how crazy he is. At one point, he dressed himself in like a whole costume of like, this is a character I'm doing. And it was up in the HOH room. And he was like, somebody could come in here at any moment. And then they're just going to kick me out. Right then and there.
I guess props to him for taking the game seriously.
Yeah. There you go.
he doesn't want to seem like too much of a jokester. Nobody will vote for him in the end. We'll say that.
So that's basically what was going on yesterday. See, I told you 9 hours of feeds down, but we still had some stuff to talk about here. Was there anything else that you wanted to bring up, Lita?
No, I think that about covers it. I just want to note that I really loved the moment on the feeds when, like, at the exact same time that the foursome is talking, I'm sorry, the faux foursome, because it's not a real alliance. They're saying like, oh, like, you know, if the nominations stay the same, we're definitely going to vote out. We're definitely going to evict Dina. They all agree on that. And then it cuts to Tamar telling Dina, oh, you're definitely safe. And I just really like those moments. That's like, oh, you definitely won't get votes from Ricky, Natalie, or Lolo. And like, by the end of the day, like it's potentially true, but at the same time, they're having these exact opposite conversations. And I always really like when that happens on the feeds.
Yeah. I mean, Tamar's was like convinced that the women had it out for her, but then also is still working with them and is still friends with them. It's a very strange relationship.
Tamar is going to have to work with people that she's convinced have it out for her.
Yes.
Because otherwise she's going to work with no one.
She is truly a wild card.
I love it.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what we'd do without her if she left this week. So hopefully she doesn't. But I also don't want to lose Ryan quite yet. But what
and
are you
don't
do?
Want to lose Joey either. I personally wouldn't mind losing Joey. Not that that's going to happen, but there was talk of maybe, I don't know, the way that these people swing left and right. You never know.
I just want like Joey to suffer because it gives me pleasure, and he suffers every moment he's in there.
I guess that's a lot of what watching live feeds is. You right? have to enjoy other people's suffering to an extent.
You signed up. He's trying to not give us entertainment, but by trying not to, he's actually providing the most entertainment.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will, of course, be live tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. There is an episode tonight that we will be recapping, and then tomorrow night is going to be the live eviction, might also be a live veto competition, so
hey,
that could be a thing.
You know what else is on tonight?
It's the American Ninja Warrior.
Yes, USA versus the world.
Yeah.
I think the world this time is like Australia and I don't know who the other team is, but it's not Europe and Japan.
That's weird.
Yeah. I know that one of them is Australia, and there's girls on every team, which is good, including Barclay and Megan on Team USA. Anyway, we're going to podcast about that because remember when we used to do an American Ninja Warrior podcast?
Back in the day.
Yeah, TBT. Yeah. There's been like 11 seasons of Big Brother since then, it feels like.
All right, so check that out. Check the episode out. Check all the things out. It'll be fun, I promise. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. You can also follow both of us on Instagram. Taryn _Armstrong and at Lita Grammed.
Mm-hmm. Taryn has an iconic Instagram presence.
Yes.
That I get no credit for. Even though.
How much credit do you want?
I have been pushing for you to get on the gram for many moons.
It's never enough credit.
Never enough.
Yeah.
All right. I was the original at Kate Coaching in being your Instagram guide.
You can only have one Instaguru.
So rude. All right. Well, follow Taryn mostly for pictures of his cat.
Mostly. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.